Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Good day, good day.
Good day to you. 7 after the hour. Hopefully we can prepare something in all the things that are going on around the world and around our country that will bring us around to manifesting a good day, because that's what we're here to do, manifesting. Sometimes the facts don't allow that, but we can spin it around and maybe make it better than it seems. Jennifer Horn is here. Happy to have her along. And Ken Kessler, the two images that are haunting me as I look around at what's going on this morning. One of them is perhaps the worst natural disaster in the history of the Pacific. There are some organizations calling Cyclone Vanuatu, if that's how we pronounce it, V-A-N-U-A-T-U, Vanuatu. It was over Vanuatu. That's the island. The cyclone's called Pam, but the what people are calling it is the Vanuatu cyclone. This is believed to be the roughest, most violent storm in the history, at least written history, of the Pacific. So all of you are going to start asking why, and then there are going to be those people who say, well, look, it's global warming, Earth is changing. I think there are examples people can pull out of the core stuff that they do for research that would indicate there have been some really violent storms over the history of the planet in the last 50,000 years. I think that's as far back. Don't they go back, Kenny, when they do that core drilling, can't they go back about 50,000 years? So, but basically, you go down about 500 feet, and you can tell what the history of the planet was over the past 50,000 years. I think that's how that stuff works. Maybe it's it may be 5,000 feet. I'm not sure. But you go down X number of feet, and with each layer comes a different historical period of the planet. And if you look at archaeological stuff, why do you think they called archaeological digs? Because the planet changes, the dust, things that happen on the surface change the landscape. And so as you dig down into the core, you can find out a lot about what's happened on the planet. And so from that comes this story of a horrible, horrible storm. There are some organizations calling Cyclone Vanuatu, if that's how we pronounce it, V-A-N-U-A-T-U, Vanuatu. It was over Vanuatu. That's the island. The cyclone's called Pam, but what people are calling it is the Vanuatu cyclone. And why is it so violent? Why do we have so much snow in New England? Why? Things are changing, and they are changing for two reasons. One, because that's the natural progression of the planet, and two, because there is some man-made interference, if that's what you want to call it. But then you get into this whole argument.
Climate is very cyclical.
But you get into this argument, Jennifer, about whether, I don't know if it's an argument, but what is natural? Natural, people say, well, it's man-made. But man comes as a result of the natural progression of things on the planet. There have been people walking around the planet for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. That's part of the people who would discount humanity, but yet monkeys and turtles and whatever other things there are that are species that live on the planet, they're all part of the natural recurring changes that take place on the planet. And whatever we're responsible for, I mean, there was a lot of when the dinosaurs were along, there was a lot of dinosaur poop that turned into oil. So what is that?
Also, I mean, the planet is constantly correcting itself, too.
Yes, changing.
Right. Yeah. So obviously there's some of the change that we see. But I think what's interesting about this story is no people are guessing that this is very catastrophic. We don't even know.
There's no communication.
But there's no communication. So no one knows exactly how bad it is.
Well, but they can tell by looking at the satellite imagery.
Yeah,
and
that
like
it's
that,
horrible.
The intensity of the storm, one way or another. So with that in mind, Here's another haunting thing for you to envision in your mind. We carry today at DougStephan.com the picture of a proposed skyscraper in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that's shaped like a tornado.
It looks really cool.
I don't think it looks cool. I think it's eerie as hell.
is it a good idea?
It doesn't seem like that's asking for trouble.
You're just putting it out into the universe that you're ready for tornadoes.
A rotating restaurant on the top of it?
Of course. Hello, it's a cyclone.
The architectural firm dubbed it the Oklahoma Weather Museum and Research Center as part of the reimagining of downtown. Architects said the building design, which would include a weather museum, a weather research center, and a top-floor rotating restaurant, is meant to resemble a spinning tornado. Really? That's not something I want to go visit.
Never will happen. This is something for publicity, for sure. Come on.
But the picture itself grabs you. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, no, I think it looks cool. I mean, it's cool looking, but you think, okay, do you really want to have this going on in your downtown area?
888-302-3684. Wes calls. Good day. Hi, Wes. Welcome.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about weather modification and the connection to chemtrails, not to be confused with the contrails. They're both up in the sky.
And then there's not to be confused with Kim Kardashian either, probably.
You know.
Well, this is quite a sinister modification of our weather.
How is it that you come by this expertise? You a weather watcher? Are you familiar with the science? What's your interest here?
I don't claim to have expertise, and I think the common person can simply look and distinguish in the skies the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail.
Well, you help us understand, because there may be some people listening that don't know chemtrail versus contrail.
Well, I first heard of them in the 90s, and I was in disbelief, and I started watching the skies, and sure enough, these long, unbroken lines of white lines following an airplane.
Airplanes, yep.
Are chemtrails. The small lines that will dissipate, which are nothing more than condensation, water.
One's condensation and one is fuel. That's your point. Is that not correct?
No, one's the other's chemical.
That's what I mean. Chemical, fuel, et cetera, et cetera.
No, they are intentionally dumping chemicals into the upper atmosphere.
They being?
And we don't know. It's a black off-budget a project. Since the 90s, I've watched it. Mm-hmm. I think maybe there's some of your farmer friends that would recognize.
Well, I've heard this before. Yeah, I've heard this before, frankly, and it bothers me to a point, but it hasn't bothered me enough for me to really dig into it very much. I think that when you talk about contrails, I've always equated that with the chemical, the composition that comes out of the jet engine. But there also are things that you're right, that have supposedly been put into the fuel that's supposed to control how we think or what we do.
You guys can get on the internet and you can see big tankers up in the skies. Mm-hmm. That have, separate from their fuel and separate from their engines, spraying devices, spraying these white lines that will, basically, they stay up in the sky, they will dissipate, becoming sort of cloud-like and maybe a little bit gray, and they'll stay up in the high atmosphere. Now, that in combination with something called HARP allows them to get a grip on the weather and modify the weather. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing the most devastating in California drought in history.
And what would be the purpose of people doing that, unless you're saying they aren't Americans? The skies are free. You can fly planes if you're from wherever, if you get permission to do it. It's interesting. Let's do a little of that. I think we'll take your suggestion and do a little quick research and see what we get from the Googling of contrail. Thank you. That was that's provocative. 15 past the hour.
America Weekend. Where
Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as a director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
Having a number retired as a player, it goes through your mind, but it never sinks in until it actually happens.
That must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Once again, as nature becomes more interesting to all of us, we find that six cherries a day can actually virtually cure gout and arthritis pain and inflammation. Arthritis alone afflicts more than 45 million Americans at a cost of $81 billion a year in treatment. Natural News reports that the FDA has gone out of its way to try to keep cherry growers from linking to scientific studies which show the benefits of eating just six cherries a day. If not local organic cherries, you can also use cherry concentrates and extracts. And unlike other veggies or fruits, cooked cherries do the trick just as well as raw ones. So if you're suffering from episodic gout or unbearable arthritis pain, you can now pop a cherry as part of your feel-good natural cure. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this? Where are you from?
Gary Kellum, Crockett, Texas. We work offshore, international. We happen to get the time off together.
Working an oil rig doesn't leave much time for riding, or does it?
We work a month on and a month off, but we get a month to ride when the weather's good.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stuck out on a Texas offshore oil rig, you wouldn't get in much riding unless you took a month off.
Set up different trips to go all over the country, the U.S. Left out of Houston, up to Ontario, Canada, seen Niagara Falls, then went to Maine to eat a lobster. And then come back down to the Rolling Thunder, the wall. We basically just ride around. That's when we're not vacationing with the family. And then after we get through with that, they let us go and do our thing.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
All right, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and Jennifer and I have gone through some of the quick info here. I love it when somebody says the arguments have been dismissed by the scientific community. Well, what does that mean? That's baloney. That's bogus because the scientific community doesn't agree on anything any more than any other community does about what's right and what's wrong. The proponents have attempted to prove that the chemical spraying does take place. Their analysis has been flawed, supposedly, according to this scientific report. I'm always one for a good conspiracy theory, and I think where there's smoke, there's fire, or where there's poofies, there's more poofies. Whatever they're trying to do with it, psychological manipulation, population control, weather modification, whatever it is, you know, by not having any information about it, you cause your own problems. What's the real story? 21 after the hour.